Okay, you can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Eh? Then before we continue, I think I received from Sister Chui that glimpse that we were talking about. She was on the Zoom, I think. But I need Mami to read the Mandarin. Number one is what?
一篇佛法.
Okay.
一篇佛法.
The meaning is a glimpse of the Dhamma.
Or a glimpse into Dhamma.
像他? Read again, number two. Read again, number two. Yeah, read again, number two.
向他投过来同情的一瞥。
Cast him a sympathetic glance. Oh, yeah. So that word glim is correct. 一瞥。Pierre, not Ipierre. Ipierre, okay. Yeah, a glimpse is Ipierre. Correct. Not see. Just now you all say see. No. Glance. Not glance. Glimpse. Is it a glimpse? What she translate here is correct. A glimpse of Dhamma, huh? So should write the word. No. 佛法, I see how it is. 一瞥佛法. Good. So you can see on the whiteboard, those who know Mandarin. 一瞥. 一瞥佛法. I only familiar 一瞥. EPA. Okay, there is a new one that I learned. Good. So, Chui, tell Chui, thank you, reply. Yeah, correct. Okay, Maya, continue. Post meditation.
Post meditation Dharma sharing. You can now slowly and mindfully come out of the meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. These are the mind states you need to live life and to develop the daily mindfulness awareness to be aware throughout the day, leading to heedfulness.
So these are all very clearly translator instruction. Whatever I share is all there. So when you have the transcript clearly spelled out, you just read to understand. Don't be sophisticated. Understand or not? I say now, slowly. Slowly means don't do it in a hurry. It means the awareness and that thing move as one. Means from your awareness, you become aware of whatever that move, like I said, the blinking of the eye. If you can be aware of the blinking of the eye, do you know that process, a lot of things happen. It's not only that blinking of that movement inside there, a lot of things happen. Then also your other part of the facial also move together with it. That's why when you are mindful, anapanasati, I remember in the early day, one breath, breathing in, so many things inside there. A lot of clarity. And breathing out also same. That's why when you are mindful, it's like magnifying a lot of things. You are not using your thought to perceive them or know them. The awareness. That's why the awareness is spacious. Just an awareness. And it's like one with everything you come to be aware. No perception. That is the one. And that one, it's like the whole thing become very clear to you, and magnify a lot of things inside there. Okay. I have to finish off this. Try to maintain whatever inner peace. You know what is inner peace, eh? Inner calmness and inner awareness. So if you maintain all this, you don't think, eh? Do you think or not? When you maintain the peacefulness, the calmness and the awareness that you have developed, you don't think, eh? That will lead to continuity of sati, understand or not? That's why without that awareness, nature, sati, you cannot develop continuity on. Cannot on. The thought will come in on. And very fast they intrude. That's why people with depression, they have big problem because they cannot control the thought. You think the thought until it's so, so intense, means like a cocoon of thought. You keep on letting that thought repeat. Then this thought, you want to stop also cannot. It will intrude, come in or no. Understand? Intrusive. They are very powerful one. That's why it can cause you suicidal thought. It can torment you and make you mentally miserable. And a lot of people after that, they got insomnia, they cannot sleep, they become miserable. That's why a depressed person, a lot of suicidal thoughts. A lot of these people came to see me, then after they recover, they told me, yeah, Brother Teo, the suicidal thought just come on. I mean, your own thought telling you, might as well die, huh? Suffer until like that, still don't want to die. So a lot of those with depression, they cannot understand the thought process and how they entangle themselves through what? Sakyadity, self-delusion. Because you take the phenomenal world as so real, understand not? You become sad, you become miserable, you think until you become depressed, didn't do what? There might be something hitting you, understand not? The first noble truth, reality. And the most common one is divorce, relationship. Relationship make a lot of people very, very sad and depressed. And they can really go cuckoo. Then the other one is when you have traumatic disease, that fear intensifies, that worry, that anxiety. Then sometimes the painful feeling. That's why sometimes this cancer patient, the doctor have to inject what they call, what is that drug over there? Morphine. Otherwise they cannot take it. Very painful. Because this type of traumatic disease, when it attacks, the suffering is really, really very intense. So, to understand all this, you need to ask yourself. If the Buddha's teaching is, you are born of your karma, and your karma conditions, point where you are what you are because of your karma, and you reap what you sow, means what? You must have caused people, a lot of people, a lot of this type of suffering, pain. That's why when the time comes, you become the victim. You get it through all this. And the amount of mental agony, suffering, and misery that you cause people, the more you cause, all this consciousness that they experience inflict back to you alone. You see? How intense is it? And not for one life or no. As long as you never learn, keep on coming. So the reason why, under the advisor of Buddha, he used the word sabba papasa akaranam. Sabbe is all. Papasa is avoid. Akaranam. all evil avoid. And the advice is really true one, no? Because he is a Sammasambuddha as well. And he really know this thing inside out. Because after he became the Sammasambuddha, you remember in the sutta is mentioned, after he became the Sammasambuddha, then for 1 week he contemplated. Then I think under the know what watch, he saw his own past life. 1, 2, hundreds of thousands until millions, unending. Then he saw other beings, how they take birth, rebirth, based on karma, law of karma, and paticca samuppada. That's why he witnessed all this, though. That's why he's a fully enlightened one, asana. So, a person who has witnessed all this and gone through all this, because of the perfection, the ability to actually understand all this, his advice, you somehow don't want to listen. I wish you luck. Because if you check his teaching, so precise, do you realize? And all interconnected, and he never contradicted himself or not. But the commentator, when they translate, they use a lot of wrong words, contradict themselves. Because what has been realized is something that is beyond thought, beyond time, beyond psychological time. So if you use your normal thinking process to understand this and do the translation, very difficult to get it right on. In fact, a lot of things, they fail to develop the actual understanding, but they come up with a lot of words, like heedfulness, appamada. A lot of translation use the English word heedfulness. There is another translation use the word vigilant, be vigilant. So the actual meaning of heedfulness is ever mindful, constantly meditating. But they didn't pick it up, Dhammapada verse 23. And they cannot understand the word ever mindful. Because to them, mindfulness is like to note, no? Understand? No? To note is not mindful. No? You remember Krishnamurti say, focus attention? Become a thought, isn't it? Because you shrink your awareness and focus on something else. Specific phenomena awareness, you don't focus on. No. Your awareness is with the phenomena. No. Your spacious is the whole nature, awareness, nature, aware. And no word on. That's why you can develop the direction. You can see things as they are. You cannot argue on. We have no word on. Everybody see the same thing on. The only difference is you use your eye to see, you colorblind. You cannot see certain color. That is the only difference. The other fellow who is not colorblind can see the other color. But they will see things as they are, without the word, without the concept, without any ego or atta or whatever. That's why it's not a being. It cannot come out and live life. But it's a nature within each and every living being. And that is the nature that arise from the source. The first thing to come out is that one. And that one is the nature that is responsible for the creation process. The mundane mind, the thinking mind, the five aggregate formula. And then from there, it creates through senses the phenomenal world of consciousness. That consciousness is the one. Yeah, how do you know the world? How do you interact in the world? Through consciousness. But true consciousness, no word. So you need the aggregates of mind from the mundane mind, how the word come in, understand? The sensation come in. There's a human being, they start to evolve and develop spoken language, understand? Dialect. Yeah. Then after that, they become more smart. They create words, they create terminology. That's how all these things become what it is today. But through that, because you want to have more knowledge, you divide a lot of things and cause psychological conflict, understand? Suffering, attachment. But when you divide, the egoic mind doesn't understand. So you take side, understand? One word, race. Wow. All different race argue. Religion, another word. All different religion argue. Because everybody has their own unique definition of what their religion is, what their race is. If that race, there is a culture that follow. That's why culture all this divide. And every time you want to share or discuss something, you will argue on. There is conflict on. Because your perspective of that race and religion is they are different from yours. Anasana. It different means what? You want to defend yourself, yours more superior. That's why duality, they will create all the argument, misunderstanding, conflict and chaos in the world. Even at the expense of war. People go to war just because of difference of opinion or ideology or anger or hatred or for revenge. That's why the mundane mind has become like that. But initially, before that nature come out, if you live from there, you realize that one cannot come out and live life. So what you expect the world to be? That's why you say like that, no fun. You want fun, I create the mundane mind for you. Then from there, it projects through the consciousness. Then, a lot of things, like very real, a lot of fun, got sensation, got feeling, can perceive, can create all the words and all those things. And when you really look at it, you are amazed at nature. How nature evolved all this, and how you end up where you are. Do you realize, after you get lost from here, this one can take you where? Not only Holland, no. All over the Rhine, the whole universe. That is the extent of danger and delusion. Okay, Maya, continue.
3.3.1 Dharma sharing by Brother Teo on the topic. What is the difference between awareness and consciousness? Brother Teo. This question topic is very good. What is the difference between awareness and consciousness? Understanding these two terms is very important. How many of you understand? Nobody understands? Cannot be. After such a long period of sharing, anybody wants to try answering it? Based on what you all have learned?
Okay. Before we go in, I want to ask the rest who haven't got the understanding. Do you all know the difference between awareness and consciousness or not? What about Beng Fei and Casey and Michael? By now, can you understand the difference between awareness and consciousness or not? Can. Good. Michael, try. Very good. The one sitter one,
Yeah, from what I read, the very difference between consciousness and awareness, to be conscious is just a state of being aware. But to be conscious, it does not mean that we are aware.
That is the correct one.
Yeah.
You can be conscious of life, but you are not aware inside. Do you know that? Well, a lot of you wake up, you're conscious, correct or not? Conscious of what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile feel and think. But are you aware inside? You seldom have sati, understand? You think a lot, understand? But the one that is aware is not only conscious though. He is aware, and yet he knows the form and mind can be conscious. And when he is conscious, his mind doesn't move one though. Like the Buddha said, in the seeing is only the seeing consciousness. Means that pure consciousness before the content go in. You understand? That is pure perception without word. And you want to call that awareness? Okay, fair enough. Understand? But the moment you put in the content, which most people without the Dhamma understanding and training, immediately they perceive, immediately the thought going, immediately their habitual tendencies stir and react. Understand? Because you got like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant sense experience, and you are so conditioned. Understand? To like this, don't like that. That creates the delusion that actually prevent you all from being aware. That's why I say, after you get lost from here, the pure awareness, you come out to here, you forgot that there is this nature. Because after you are born, when you have this, you don't have brain, you don't have memory. Your brain is like still very pure, nothing inside there. No cunningness, nothing. Then no views, opinion, conditioning, and belief system. No education, no knowledge. That's why very pure. The baby, newborn, very cute, very nice. Nothing else. But uncomfortable, cry. They know. Understand? And need food, cry. Because these are nature's instinct. When you live with this, you can feel, it's natural instinct. The form and mind is like that. When you age, you got this problem, your senses fail you. Even now, you can feel it. Like Yun Chan, when the bee stung, that is what they call first noble truth suffering. Understand? You don't call that disease. That one is what? Stung by a bee is what? Injury. But a poisonous bee. Understand? So when that one, I heard from her personally, Bertil, Yun Chai at the back, he told me Bertil cannot meditate. They are so intense, understand? Then Sui say, hey, blessing in disguise, oh. This noble truth of dukkha is to be understood, oh, aware. But the next morning he told me, luckily he can sleep. Understand? Sleep, subconscious and unconscious. No need to be aware. But if you try to be aware without the wisdom, you know what happened? The consciousness inside with the content, you perceive. Perceive what? Bee stung, got poison, bunka already. You attach to all this aggregate of mind. All the perception, trigger of what? Fear, worry, anxiety, understand or dislike. This is how Dhamma happen in your body, understand or? But you all go through all this without knowing it, understand or? Just say, oh, you terrible, next time be careful, don't get stung. Then next time you fall sick, very miserable one, better keep healthy. Prevention is better than cure. You only know like that. Understand? But when it happens, you are not aware. When you are aware, I can tell you, that so-called sensation, which is you call pain or whatever, or bengka or what, that thing is actually moment to moment. But I saw. And I have the awareness. Actually, if I stay with it, it doesn't affect me. But this thing is what they call the existential world. So the existential world, this consciousness keep on arising. You know it is moment to moment. But there is such thing as life, understand? When you continuously aware, you think you can live life or not? But that thing is bothering you. Understand? Although you got no suffering, like for my kid. I know, before the doctor comes, before I receive any help or any medication or whatever to heal, I need to endure, understand? So I endure. I won't complain. Because the Dhamma is such, when you have disease, sickness, ignorance or what, injury or what, I always use this word, you have two choices. Yeah. But this one is not in the Dhamma book one. The Buddha never say this. Two choices means what? Accept the reality and be at peace. How many people can do? Without the Dhamma, you cannot do one. The other way is attach grub like normal heedless people that don't have the understanding and complain and become miserable. So which one you choose? Of course, first one, but you cannot do it all. So you end up, nature choose for you. So you end up miserable. That's why most people, without the Dhamma, the real Dhamma, not knowledge. Knowledge can talk, cannot leave it on. Understand? So this is where the difference is. Thank you, Michael. Luckily, you try to answer. Now you understand. To be aware and to be conscious are two different things. A person who is conscious, the input of the content of consciousness in already, then the thought inside there already. The one that is aware with the awareness one, pure seeing, pure perception. No content, no description, nothing. That's why most of the time you are inside, if you are with your nature, you're aware of that. So when you pay attention, actually that moment of attention without word that time aware, but that is split second only on yourself. The more of the time you recognize the word already on yourself, or you recognize what you perceive already, then you are trying to absorb what people talk and what people say, or enjoying the music and the whole thing. So you create your own fantasy or what you like to perceive. Then the memory is so conditioned. That's why I say, whatever that is rigid, there is no Dhamma. That's all. What is memory? Rigid one. That's all. You see something, don't like, stir already. Then sometimes it becomes so habitual, so mechanical. You know. All this you do is like very mechanical. That's why Krishnamurti like to use the word mechanical. Mechanical means like the gear system and all those things. All very mechanical. Like your handphone, you touch one button, it will perform. It's not you controlling it, it's like voluntary action. Involuntary action. It's mechanical. You hit the knob, pop, the leg come out. So all this, when you have the Dhamma, you can investigate and you can understand why the human form is like that. Why the form and mind is like that. Then you understand who are you, what are you. Because it's not a permanent, unchanging entity. And this one is dependent originating, condition arising, causal phenomena. And to understand this, not easy. Without sati, cannot. But those who have the wisdom and the understanding, they can try to use word to explain to you, understand not? Like the way I explain to you why form is unreal, dependent originating, that one is very good, isn't it? The table. Is it real? Then how did it arise? Through causes and conditions, isn't it? But do you realize in the Theravada text, they never give this type of example or other type of example? Why? Because during that time, no writing, nothing. Then those disciples, I think they are with the Buddha very long, they understand what he say and mean. So, that is the reason why a lot of things is like the example I used to give to Kayamita. Those who have followed me, let's say, about between 2008, I think most of them are about 12 to 20 years. Okay? So you're familiar with what I share, understand or not? Build the example I give you. So this one, let's say, no website, not recorded. Okay? So you all know, understand? Then after I'm gone, how to pass down? Brother will say this, brother will say that. The word is there, no? But subject to interpretation, no? And different kayamita at different stage of progress interpret differently, no? Then later on, The first line one gone already. Second line one is like I ask you to pass a message down. 10 person become very different already. No writing, nothing. So when you pass down, let's say the Buddha 100%. First line disciple maybe very good one. Got 80-90%. Okay? But after the first line, the next follow maybe 30 only. Some didn't even have 10. Because they are not that one that has the past cultivation on, you understand? So by the time it reached 2,000 over years later, you expect the teaching to still be there? So this is why the teaching has lost its authentic understanding. That's why it's no longer as potent as what it used to be. During the Buddha's time, from the Jataka story and all things, or recorded history, you realize that very easy to become enlightened. No? Fire sermon, whatever sermon, anatta lakkhana, a lot of enlightenment. No? So during the Buddha's time, where the true teaching is there, he is there to guide and teach, that's why it can happen. But over the year, subject to interpretation and all those things, what will happen? It lost its authentic value, understand or not? Then it cannot trigger off already. You know? So you look at the way the Dhamma has evolved. During the time of the Buddha to become enlightened so easy. You know? Then I remember in the 1980s, I got some of this book, I think somebody, Vipassana Society gave to me, I think from Burma one. I read, Yuan Chan, yes.
But Brother Joe, they had the first council.
Yes.
Meeting after Buddha died. And so all his teachings were recorded.
Recorded as what? Through chanting, understand? No word yet. There is no writing yet, understand? Understand, Yinja?
I thought they recorded on leaves.
No writing yet at that time.
Oh.
Only 300 years after the Buddha, then they start to record them. So, luckily got chanting. Chanting preserved, like school song, understand? You keep on singing, keep on singing, keep on singing. It's still, the words are there. But by the time it reached what our society is, the interpretation by the commentators or commentary authors, like Buddha Gosa, others say, a lot of things run already, understand not? So what happened is, the easiest to understand is, like one of my teachers tell me, he said, if this teaching was still true and authentic, there should be a lot of enlightened beings, isn't it? True or not? Logical or not? But why are we not seeing this? He said. Then I was surprised. In the year 1980, the Vipassana Society printed a lot of books. One of the books I saw, during that time, very difficult to find enlightened being. You can find even a Sotapanna, you very, very lucky. You like strike lottery. Why is the situation become like that? So I give you another example you understand, like science technology. When scientists have a breakthrough, you know how fast they progress. Like our recent technology revolution, 40 years now, we have advanced so much. But why our history of human life on this planet, recorded one, 5,000 over years only. And don't talk about 5,000 years now. 1960, we are still so backward now. You realize or not? Almost 4,000 over years, we are still backward now. But only the last six decades, we have advanced so much now. Why? Because they discovered all this theory. After Einstein, another one. Then after all the famous scientists, now it's innovation. All the IT people, all the scientists, researchers, they come up with so much of this understanding because they have discovered new theory, not hypothesis. And all this theory, when you get it right, that's why you look at the way our society is, the scientific law, understand? Uto niyama and bija niyama, they progress. That's why a lot of new discovery, a lot of very talented people. Why is the spiritual law until now less and less, less and less, less and less? Until now, they say you hardly can find one. Means what has been passed down is no longer what it is, understand? Due to a couple of reasons. So you understand this, then you will know why, if you want to learn the real one, you must really find somebody who have the understanding. But it's not easy to find. Really not easy to find. You must have the karmic condition, affinity. Sue, you want to add something?
No, it's for the meditation reporting. Actually, this morning's meditation, I felt something, but I don't know what it was, and I thought
you just describe accordingly, huh?
And it's I thought the imagination or something.
No. You just describe them. Don't worry.
Yeah. So, but as you were describing difference between consciousness and awareness, then something clicked.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So now I think I can describe what I felt.
Oh, sadhu. Yeah. Oh, very good.
So, in the morning meditation, there was one part I went and lie down, and then the big gong rang.
Yes. Yeah.
At that time, it was a very big impact.
Yeah.
So now, in hindsight, when I look back, that was more of awareness, rather than consciousness only.
Yes.
It didn't sound like a gong. I felt like I had a thin film of awareness surrounding the whole temple. When the gong rang, right, it's like the sound waves blew a wind into me.
Sadhu.
A whole circle.
That is your awareness. Then when you lie down, you actually go in without you knowing it. Why is there awareness? Because there is no perception, understand? No? But it impact upon you.
It wasn't loud, no. It just like it woke me up. I actually opened my eyes. What happened?
Correct. Because you went deep in, understand?
Yeah, I thought
then
I was dreaming.
It's supposed to make you conscious only. Then when it make you conscious, you will perceive sound.
After that, no more.
No. Then you don't have the awareness. But this one, because you haven't come out, it's still quite deep. Then the awareness pick it up first, understand? That's why that one, no word one. Then you know. That is the one that trigger.
It's very big difference. It's like
big
comparing an old TV to the big surround TV. The amount of the senses, what the senses pick up was so rich.
Yeah.
Compared to just the consciousness and the thought.
That is the one I'm trying to explain to you. When you are mindful with that nature, is everything like magnified. Like a lot of things happen on. Even one breath or one movement. Like I show it to you all, the walking. When I walk, you realize, when my this leg move, naturally, that whole movement, no. Then this one, there is no lifting, nothing. When it walk, and all this movement, ta-ta-ta-ta, of course, no sound, until... That's why I realize only awareness and the thing as one. And all the movement is like magnified, no. A lot of things happen, no. Although I walk at normal pace, no. If I slow down, I see more. No? But no point. That's why I can see the TV without perceiving what that show is. But I can see all the movement. Very fast, the pixel. But no problem. Where my spatial awareness can see. Then if I want to know, I can know. If I want to understand, I can understand. Well, I have the brain also. Understand? No? I can see things as they are, and yet I can be suchness seeing as well. Means, I want to know, I can know. I want to perceive, I can perceive. I know how to use the form of mind, the mundane mind. But I also know how to shut out that one and only use it when necessary. And most of the time, my nature is there. My awareness is there. Where the mundane mind collapses, it's almost all the time there. So now you understand. Yeah? Very good. Sadhu. Means the awareness is trying to come to you. It's for you to know that in the retreat, most of the time you were doing the IT work, and say, but suddenly you rest. You know what happened to Ananda. Before he lies down, before his head touched the pillow, suddenly awakened. Why? Like Guangxing Lao Sang. Suddenly the hot water burned on the hand. What happened? Spontaneously he let go. Remember? At that time, what happened? No thought. Completely shocked. Like Sui, that one. Shock. Then the cup, great trigger of enlightenment. Not sound. Trigger of enlightenment. Then he insight into that phenomena. That phenomena is dependent origination. He realized all this, the awareness will pick it up on. Because if it's not burned, he will not go through all those and he will not awaken. If he don't rest, the thought, memory is busy, understand not? Although she very analytical, very IT one. She very clear-cut one. So this is how you will develop the understanding one. Then because she is in a retreat and she has the faith and the understanding, then when she lies down, it must have been just someone who read that time or earlier on the description of awareness-based meditation. She must have understood. Don't try to know, don't try that. He settled down. Settled down, go. Not to say very deep like what Alicia went in. This one is deep enough to be not in the surface. Understand? When you are, you know the lake, the surface layer of the lake, you know what is it? Still got wave one, understand? Then anything fall down, it will create ripple and all those things. You are at the surface. But as you go deeper, more and more still, less movement down there already. Unless, of course, there is a sinkhole or what, then there is a movement. Otherwise, if the water is all trapped, down there very still. Understand? So, at the surface, it's not so still. So when you are not aware, you are always at the surface, understand or not? You are at the conscious level, understand or not? Means you completely come out and become conscious of life already. But when you sleep, you go into the subconscious, then deeper into the unconscious. When you are in the unconscious, you got no dream one, understand or not? It's like you just wake up fresh, but you cannot recall anything. Well, there is nothing inside there. But most people cannot be at the unconscious one. Unless when you die. So most people is in the subconscious. Then in the subconscious, a lot of your memory, threat, phobia, and all those things, they need to be released. If you don't release, you become cuckoo. You realize? Because these are trapped phobia. Like bottle out, emotion, fear, scars of memory, all this. So you have to release from here. And from here, the thinking, with your views, opinion, and condition, stir your emotion. So emotion arise from the center of your heart. You must see the difference. Well, when you have the awareness, you are known. But the problem is when you have the awareness and the wisdom, you seldom get angry. You seldom stir your mind. That's why you cannot really see it. That's why I say people cannot. But normal people are here very strong. When I was young, I can still remember. The lightning strike, the first fear is always here. That's not true or not? Your fear is never in your forehead. That's not. Well, this fellow cannot recognize. That's not. Then here, fear, there is a feeling there, a sensation there, which is fear with the content already. But the conscience, when you don't think, you go into a place, that conscience pick it up, understand? That's how you know, wow, this place okay, or this place haunted, or what. The sixth sense, or this conscience, will know one. The eerie feeling, honestly, it will pick it up. Then if you have awareness, is more intense, clearer. So all this is what Dhamma is capable of understanding and penetrating. Okay? So we rejoice and thank Michael. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Because of him, I explain now clear, easy to understand, the difference between awareness and consciousness. Then you read. That time, Aang B answer. You see whether you can also understand or not, and you compare. Because this time, because I asked Michael, and the way Michael reply, first one, not accurate. Second one, accurate. Then, second one is like exactly like what Aang B described in the talk, 2019 at the time. And because of that, I use it to explain. So just exactly like what I explained just now to you, after Michael got it right. Then you all understand, understand. But this time I describe in more detail because more people can understand. During Yun Chan's time, Aang B's time, you read through lah better. Then you compare the difference. But that time, not that many already. That's why I just told Aang B sadhu.
Sister Aang B answered, Brother Teo, this is just based on whatever I understand. Brother Teo said, you should understand, don't worry. Just answer based on what you understand, then it should be correct.
You know why? She followed me very long. She has the understanding. But because the memory, the brain, doubt, understand? We are scared, maybe explain wrongly. I say, you don't worry. You explain the way you understand it. It will be okay. Because a lot of things she went through, she transformed. Understand? And she can understand. Then you listen to the answer.
Sister Aang B said, when one is conscious, it doesn't mean he is aware. He may be conscious in the sense that he can hear, he can see, he can feel the tactile sensation and whatever. But it doesn't mean that he is mindful or aware. He could be in a dreamy state.
This one, when she answered, I rejoice. I say, this is very good. Very good, yes. He could be heedlessly thinking and rattling of the thought process, etc. Thank you, and sadhu. Do you know what this explanation is? Exactly like I told Michael just now. Because the normal people, when they are conscious, the content of consciousness went in. They perceive, they react, they stir, understand? That's why there is no awareness. Because that's thinking non-stop. That's why I put here, very good. He could be heedlessly thinking or rattling of the thought process. Now you understand? That's why there is no awareness. Understand or not? But the one that has awareness, that direct seeing, like the Buddha said, in the seeing is only the pure consciousness. No word, nothing go in yet. How many people can do that? You try. You realize that everything you perceive, the memory already there. Understand or not? Just like last time, the example, you remember? I ask you, what is this? Microphone, isn't it? But do you really see? Or direct seeing, aware? Most of you take the perceived knowledge of the image of a microphone. You think you know, yeah, microphone lah. Everybody accept it as microphone ma. But did you, with the awareness, see this piece of thing without word? Hardly anybody, understand? Because you are so conditioned by your perception. And most of the time, like Yun Chan's example, he got something on the head. Ask Raymond, what did you see, the husband? Raymond didn't see anything. She laughed, she come and describe it to me. That is what human beings' perception is. You take for granted, ma, Thai, I'm tall in Jung Thai. Understand? And most of the time, the head is busy with the thinking, the unfinished business, and all those things. So, based on all these examples, you should now, by now, have a very clear understanding of what awareness is. When you're aware without the words, without the thought, without the content, that is the real awareness. Then when you do this awareness-based meditation, you can do it now. Throughout the day, like that now. You ask Cindy and say, see means see lah. The mundane mind so much thing to talk about or so kipo for what? Understand? See lah, need to know lah, don't need to know piam lah, understand? But the conditioning, the habitual tendency, living being think a lot, so habitual. That's why you cannot revert back to heedless, unheedful living. Your heedlessness is, before you learn the Dhamma, is tremendous. You don't believe, you go and check. Pardon me for saying that. Because some people may not be happy. You say I'm so heedless. That word may be very strong. I university graduate, or I so smart, or I straight A student. You say I'm heedless. Like the Buddha, you remember? When I was at Brickfield Temple, initially, the first time I went there, then I saw this Dhamma book. He said, living beings who are not enlightened are all full of ignorance. You know what happened? Top student from my state, enter MU civil engineering during the 70s. How can you say we are ignorant, deluded? Later on, when I connect to the teaching, then only I know, actually really, really very deluded, and full of ignorance. Well, before you connect, all the brain thing, it is our education, understand? And a lot of people cannot take it on. So that is how you develop all the understanding. That's why when you have the awareness, you transform, you become very different. And the level of understanding that you have, normal people cannot understand. So all this is how the Dhamma can transform a person. You remember Joey? Not Joey, I think. Cindy. He said she herself doesn't know how come she become like that. Transform on you. So different. After that period where she learned the Dhamma. Right. It's in the recording. Don't worry. You can check whether I spoke the truth or not. Now you can ask Cindy. So all this is what the Dhamma is capable of. Pache Tang can be realized by the wise each for themselves. And you awaken to it. Okay? Very good. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Continue. Then you see the next one, the brother Adam. So different from what Eng Bi understand. You read Adam, very, very interesting.
Brother Adam said, Brother Teo, we can still have awareness even though we are unconscious, right?
Okay, continue.
For example, when we are in a hospital on the operating table, we can be aware of our surroundings even though we have been put to sleep under anesthesia.
This is a very interesting question. But you see the big difference. He don't have awareness. He doesn't know what awareness is. What he heard of is out of the body experience. Understand or not? Well, now the science journal got a lot of this recorded out of body experience. In fact, the patient under operation, actually under anesthesia, there is no way they can know one. But after the operation, some of them, not all, they say their consciousness come out and they can see themselves on the operating theater and they can even hear what the surgeon discuss and the nurses and all. Everything is so clear. Then there is a lot of recorded what they... It seems when they are in that state, they want to know somebody or what, that thought come out and pew, the consciousness is there already. Understand? No need to take aeroplane. So there is a lot of testimony. So you read on, you will understand. While I go to the washroom.
Brother reply, are you sure you can? When you are unconscious, you are knocked off. What you have heard is an out-of-body experience, OBE. OBE means the consciousness has come out of the body. When the consciousness comes out, they can see, can hear, etc. they are like aware, but when they speak, the human beings cannot hear or see them. That one, the mind has come out, so it's different. What Sister Ying Bi is trying to explain is, based on the normal meaning of these words. You see, as human beings, we have this conscious moment in life. What does conscious of life mean? It means you are not asleep. You are not in the unconscious or subconscious sleeping modes. But people who meditate, they can go into the sleeping mode, yet maintain awareness inside. That is possible, but you must be very good. You must have very stable mindfulness. That's why, just now, I ask you, when they sedate you, are you sure you can be aware? If you can, I will sadhu you, because that one very few people can do.
3.3.1.1 Understanding awareness nature within. This inner awareness is an awareness that is within your nature, which can be aware of outside, aware of whatever that goes on within your form and mind. So there is this inner awareness. Awareness has two stages. First stage of awareness is just the normal worldly awareness, which is from within or inside. You are aware of whatever that is going on, but most people are not aware because when their thoughts arise, they are lost in thought and no longer aware. But if you have developed this training of the mind to be aware, you are always with your true mind, and your inner awareness is very stable and very different. Very, very different. That one can be aware of your thinking, your mental process, your consciousness, your whatever movements, whether physical or mental movements, or even the nature's movements. This type of awareness has two modes. First is the specific phenomena awareness mode. It is just aware of the phenomenon, means the awareness and the phenomenon move as one. The other one is the awareness that is completely silent inside. It is a silent inner awareness without a center. We call it a spacious awareness. Your awareness becomes one with nature, the oneness nature. It has merged into the surroundings. It is just a oneness nature because there is no center from which it will dwell. It has merged with the oneness. So those are the two modes of awareness. The second stage of awareness is the much more refined spiritual awareness born of the supermundane mind. 3.3.1.2, the real meaning of sati. Awareness is equivalent to sati. The real meaning of sati is to be in a state of awareness before the knowing. When you are mindful or aware, that pure awareness before the knowing is sati. This is the reason why a lot of people fail to understand what consciousness is. Consciousness comes from the word conscious. When you become conscious, it means you are not in the sleeping mode. Then after you wake up, you become conscious. Conscious of what? Conscious of life, isn't it? Because you start to live life. You start to be in activities. So you are conscious of life, conscious of living. And you have these senses in your body that can allow you to be conscious of what you see, what you hear, smell, taste, tactile feel and think. So these six sense bases can give rise to their respective six types of sense door consciousness.
So now you understand, yeah? Clear or not? Describe until so clear, you somehow cannot get it. I also don't know how to teach you. You remember the five ways to overcome unwholesome thought? The last one, the Buddha give up, is it? Ngao jing, kan ji ge kao. Understand? You describe until so clear already. You know, what consciousness is and what awareness is. So, have the understanding that these are something that is beyond the conscious mind. That's why you must get it, the awareness. But based on what has been described, it is easy to understand. You realize or not? Huh. And because of that, this understanding will help you. It will help Sui a lot. Because he intellectual on analysis on. And this one, when go in, the thought got one thing good. It can learn things very fast. Understand? So this one is learning. No psychology involved. You learn to understand, then you haven't got the awareness because you didn't try. Understand? So the moment he learn with the understanding, because this one no psychological memory to entangle you on. It won't make you miserable. Understand? If learning this can make you miserable, no? It's like a type of understanding. Understand? You want to understand what is the difference between awareness and consciousness. At the moment you understand, the only difference is you haven't done it. Understand? But the one that you become conscious one, you experienced before. That's why you can accept what I say. When you wake up, you become conscious. Conscious of what? Just now, just say, cannot remember. Conscious of? Life lah, living lah. Then you look at Bing Fei, he got to read again. No? Just, although he, at that time here, can understand, but cannot remember one, no? Understand? No? So don't worry, normal. Normal, understand? No? Then, after that, you have your senses there. You can become conscious of what? Conscious of what you? What you hear, isn't it? Through my voice, isn't it? Perception. And what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile feel and think. That is what the human being is. That is how you function as a human being. Understand? Not? You go to school, they teach you or not? They never teach you all this. The anatomy, very detailed. They can even cut and show it to you. Which vertebra, which brain affected. And all the senses, the nerves, all very detailed. But never teach you about how you function as a human being. And they cannot understand consciousness. They understand the thought a lot. That's why they teach psychology. They teach to become psychiatric doctor. Understand? Take care of what? Take care of people with thought problem. Understand? Mental problem. Understand? But they don't have the exposure or what the awareness is. That's why the scientists cannot break through further onto the spiritual law is because they don't have the awareness. Yeah. Once they have the awareness, they become very different. They progress very fast. So what I said here, you can relate to your own life experience, isn't it? True or not? Is there any part very esoteric or like abstract? You cannot understand. Definitely no lah. Because it like the Cantonese say, wak wa wak chut chiong already, you know. You know what is that? Means put in so much detail already, you know. Some more cannot understand. That's why I say read slowly, pay attention and read. Then when the understanding comes, do you know this video of mine, although 5 years only, so many people went in and view. No? This is the video. I think the last we checked is what? 3,000 overheats. This video alone. No? And normally, you look at all the short video or whatever, I think the very good one is also normally less than 100. Then later on, more popular one, 100 something, then 200 something, 300. But this is the only one hit above, not only 1,000. After 3,000, keep on going up some more. Why? Because a lot of people read, they know this one, Bo Siang one. And a lot of people who actually wrote there, you read, you laugh. Wow, he say this brother Teo, mo kao siu, mo gan tan. A lot of this comment inside that. Because they really rejoice. Because this type of teaching, very difficult to find. And very difficult to have this type of understanding. To put it in word for you, you know, not a prepared text where I deliver as paper, no? But spontaneously, without title, that day, Thursday class, the thing come from the heart, just come out like that. No? Yeah. You read on, you will understand why. Yeah. 3,700, it's still going out. Earlier on, I saw it hit 1,000. Right? I said, maybe this one. Then I was so surprised, it hit 2,000. Oh. Then 3,000, and now almost 4,000. Eh? 3,700 something. Eh? Okay, MB. This ninth type of consciousness is very good.
3.3.1.3, nine types of consciousness as taught in Mahayana. In the Mahayana tradition, they are taught the nine types of consciousness, but the usually taught and discussed are only the eight types of consciousness. And because of this, Mahayana teachings are like very impressive. They will impress you with these eight types of consciousness. They always start with the sixth consciousness, 第六识, then the seventh consciousness, 第七识, and the eighth consciousness, 第八识. But for Theravada, we only know of one word, Vijnanam. And consciousness is always defined as Vijnanam. But this word is very deep in its meaning. That is why when it comes to the aggregates of mind, the Buddha always used these Pali words, Vedana, Sanya, Sankara, and Vijnanam, to refer to feelings, perceptions, mental states or formations, and consciousness respectively. 3.3.1.4, understanding Mano, Citta, and Vijnanam. There is another Pali word, Citta. So what is the difference between Vijnanam and Citta? Then there is another Pali word, Mano. When the Buddha taught Dhammapada verses 1 and 2, he always used the Pali word, Mano, and said, mind is the forerunner of all things. Mind is chief. When mind arises, all things arise. Mind made are they. So, here Mano is mind, the mundane or thinking mind. Then when it comes to the four foundations of mindfulness, the Buddha used the word citta nupassana. And what is citta nupassana? Mindfulness of what? Yes, mindfulness of content, of consciousness. So this citta is basically your thoughts. And it arises after the contents of consciousness went in. This Vijnanam, if you check the 12 links of the Paticca Samuppada or the Law of Dependent Origination teaching, the first two links are Avijja Paccaya Sankara, then Sankara Paccaya Vijnanam. This is the one, this Vijnanam is the third link. This one is just the pure Vijnanam, consciousness without contents yet. Once the content goes in, it becomes Vijnanam Paccaya Nama Rupa. This Nama Rupa is the thought, the mental five aggregates of form and mind. This is the one the Buddha is interested in. In the Paticca Samuppada teaching, this Nama Rupa is what the thought is all about. When you input the contents of consciousness, this Vijnanam becomes conditioned into the five aggregates of form and mind. This Vijnanam, which is the pure consciousness, will become the thought once the content of consciousness go in. Reason why the Buddha said, in the seeing, there is only the seeing consciousness, no one to see as yet. The egoic mind hasn't come in yet. At this stage, the contents haven't gone into the Vijnanam. So what is happening is, due to ignorance or dependent on ignorance, i.e. wanting to know, wanting to understand, and experience, we start to think. Then what is thinking? Sankara activities are thinking. Thinking means you establish contact with the brain. Can you understand?
Last time, a lot of this. Can you understand? Can you follow? Is it clear? So these are colloquial, repetitive, because that time I am teaching. You know? So I have to ask and make sure people understand. So if I put all this in, nobody read my book. It's just like last time we got a teacher. We call him Mr. Isn't It. Every time he teach one sentence, isn't it true? Isn't it true? Then we call him Mr. Isn't it? I mean, I can make fun of my teacher. That's why now people can make fun of my colloquial, what they call recorded tape. But luckily, I bet Chuy. Chuy told me, cannot lah, where got people repeat this sort of thing so many times? Take it out. I still keep one there. then he helped me to change to more polite way. Not so like crude, understand or not? Okay, continue.
When you think, you trigger off contact with the brain. Then like the physics experiment analogy, what happened? The light bulb or mental consciousness will light up, right? So this vinyanang is mental consciousness without the contents as yet. Then from here, through your perceptions and brain's conditionings, you input the contents of consciousness through your sankhara activities. Then with your views, your opinions, your conditionings, etc., you react and stir your mind. All these create karma via karmic consciousness. This citta, the thought, has the contents of consciousness, and this content can be wholesome or unwholesome, dependent on the mental intention. And this is what karma is all about. But in Theravada tradition, they tend to use these words, citta, mano, and vinyanang, without much understanding regarding their differences. Most cultivators can't understand their differences. Sometimes they interuse these three words without proper or clear understanding. So the Mahayana teachings explaining the various nine types of consciousness is very good. For Theravada tradition, they only know this one equivalent word, vinyanang. But if cultivator can understand the true penetrative teaching of the Theravada tradition, then they can also understand this Mahayana teaching, because essentially there is no difference. Basically, it is just understanding how the five aggregates of form and mind can also give rise to the eight types of consciousness as taught in Mahayana. The first five types of consciousness are relatively easy to understand. They are your five types of main physical sense door consciousness. You have your five physical senses, right? You have the eye, which can give rise to seeing consciousness. So seeing, hearing, smelling, taste, and touch or tactile consciousness are the first five types of consciousness. Then what is the sixth consciousness? It is sanya, perception. What happens is when your eye sees something, initially like what the Buddha says, in the seeing, there is only the seeing consciousness, no one to see as yet. That is the pure consciousness, like the light bulb analogy used in the physics experiment. The light bulb just lights up upon contact of the battery, the bulb, and the switch. This lighting up of the bulb is a natural phenomenon. It is like make us conscious of what we see, hear, and smell, etc. This is the pure consciousness without its contents. This pure seeing or perception is like in the case of a newborn baby whose brain has got nothing. It cannot input any content because there is no conditioning, no views, no opinions, no learning as yet. So this is the pure mental consciousness that just arises naturally. After that, what do human beings or you do? Take for example, when you are looking at the painting or the Buddha image over there, unless your mindfulness or sati is very stable, you cannot be at the moment of pure seeing before the perception. Can you do that? Very few people can do that, because the moment you see, you will perceive as you are so conditioned. So
true or not? Louder! Then you become very confident. Then now you go back Singapore, you can become a teacher. You know how you function as a human being or not? You know what is the difference between consciousness and awareness? Then slowly this understanding will stabilize. Understand? Well, after you understand, you know what happened. First time you hear it, sutamaya banya. Understand? The first turning. Then you contemplate, you reflect, you continue to inquire. Oh yeah, all this world like that, oh, why cannot see? Why nobody tell me? That's why you need to go to school. Understand? You need teacher. Then after that, when you contemplate, reflect and inquire, what happened? You stabilize your understanding, isn't it? So there is a very good way to describe the second turning. I read one book, I think written by, the name I think, more Asian, it's not quite low, but it's not really not Chinese. He described this very well now. He said, when you reflect, contemplate and inquire, it's like you try to stabilize your understanding, no? You understand, no? You make it clearer, no? Then you assimilate it in, no? To develop the understanding, no? But he didn't know assimilate into the nature. That's how. And this second turning, cintamaya panya, understand? But when you reflect, contemplate, and inquire, you stabilize your understanding. You realize or not? But it become more clear. But first time you hear like physics or chemistry, you go to class, you mong cha cha one, or like my daughter from four, he at maths and all things. First time, he come back, he panic. He said, my classmate all got tuition, and they can understand. I cannot follow. I say, you don't worry. I told her, I'm an expert. Well, in 1971, I scored straight A's and all the science and maths. Then I teach her how to study. I said, you study with understanding. So what happened? After that, she do. Then she understand. Then she become confident. Then later on, many months later, there was one past year series question, where all their classmates do tuition also cannot solve. She, from first principle, she solved it out. That's why when you understand, different, understand? So this is what contemplation, reflection, and inquiry. So the second turning very important. My teacher Achanantra repeated to me the message not less than 6 times. We choose contemplate until very, very clear. So if these are the new understanding that you heard, you better contemplate and reflect until it becomes stable. Then, just now, Bing Fei did one when I asked, conscious of what? He cannot recall conscious of life. We are not stable yet. Once you're stable, it's related to life. You will know conscious of life, conscious of what you see. Because I just rattled out from there during the class sharing. You think I have to commit to memory all this? Then I have to carry along a lot of notes. Understand? No notes on. Whole retreat also no notes on. Understand? So, wisdom is in the nature, not in the brain. Understand? Brain you can forget about it. But you need the brain to live life. Otherwise you cannot recognize even your spouse. Your girlfriend also you cannot recognize. So all this is for you to learn, for you to develop as understanding. Continue, Amy.
And how do you see? You labor through words, through concepts and ideas. Hence, you never really see. If you really see things as they are, via the direct seeing, that thing has no word. That is the pure or direct seeing of an enlightened or awakened being. That is the reason why the Buddha said, in the seeing, there's only the seeing consciousness, no one to see as yet. Then the perception comes in. You start to perceive. So the sixth consciousness is perception. This perception links all the first five consciousness together with the brain. They are all connected to the mind, which is the common denominator. So when the mind perceives, this sixth consciousness arises. And perception is the aggregate of mind that brings the external forms into mind. And this external form is the sense data. At the moment of perception, there is the sixth consciousness. After that, what happened? Because we have this brain, with its views, opinions, and conditionings, etc., it will cause the mind to stir deludedly. Because the brain before you are enlightened is still egoic. This egoic mind is the seventh consciousness, which is also the discriminating mind. After you perceive what happened, your brain, your memories, and with its conditionings, views, opinions, and belief system, etc., they will come out and act. And because you are not enlightened yet, this mind is egoic. Hence, it is discriminative.
So this word discriminative, do you understand? The Mandarin got a very good word, no? Fen bie xing, understand? No? And how did it discriminate? Huh? Because the ego is there, understand? No? For me or not for me, understand? No? Good or bad, right or wrong, it will discriminate, understand? No? You of that race, you of that religion, all these are discrimination. And the seventh consciousness is what Sankara is, understand? With all of his rubbish from memory, understand? Your education, your conditioning, your belief system, your phobia, your scar, all this, actually a lot of rubbish inside there. Yeah. Because that one cannot store awareness, understand? You realize or not? The brain and memory cannot store awareness. Understand or not? It only store data. That's why that one is knowledge. Understand or not? Whatever you know is stored up there as knowledge. Understand or not? Wisdom, not like that one. Wisdom is an understanding. Understand or not? An awakening. You realize it or not. It's not you learn it or not. That's why last time I keep on telling you, Chan, you only so manaskara wisdom, you have means you have. You cannot learn on another. You have to awaken to it one. And now you understand why. Okay? Continue.
It will develop discrimination of likes and dislikes. Pleasant and unpleasant reactions of mind.
Before that, I think, after you perceive what happened. This one all we have gone through. They will come out and act. Correct, you are correct. And because you are not enlightened, the mind is egoic, hence is discriminatory. You read on. Yeah. It will develop discrimination of like and dislike. Correct, Imbi, you read on.
That is how the mind stirs via creating mental hindrances of sensual desires. Your likes and ill will, your dislikes. Every moment of consciousness when you see something, your mind stands to stir. Because there is preference, born of your likes and dislikes, pleasant and unpleasant reactions of mind. So if throughout the day, at every moment of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, tactile, and the thought process, you react and stir your mind, then what happens? You are creating mental hindrances at all the time, until it becomes habitual. This is what habitual tendencies are all about. When habitual tendencies develop, it becomes latent. We call it latent tendencies, or anusaya in Pali. Very latent, like automatic. Immediately you see, straight away you will react. It is like reflex action happening so fast because you are so conditioned. So this seventh consciousness is the one that creates karma. You create karmic during this time. But the intensity depends on the full movements, which is the eighth consciousness. This eighth consciousness, the Mahayana call it the alaya or storehouse consciousness, storing up all the karmic accumulations. This eighth consciousness is the resultant of the seventh consciousness because this seventh consciousness is like an organ. Why is it termed the organ? It is because the perception that that brings in the external sense data can trigger off the eight consciousness. But this one, even though it is the organ of brain, it is also the one that creates the discriminative views. This egoic and discriminative mind is basically your mundane mind. They call it an organ. It's for you to develop understanding. So the perception brings in the external sense data, then upon contact of the mind, triggers off the seven consciousness. And the thought, the eight consciousness, and the thought, the eight consciousness. Have you heard of mental concocting via sankhara, sanya? Sanya is perception and sankhara is mental activity or thinking. The moment you perceive, you think, you. The moment you perceive, you think. Sorry, double.
I read that one. It's repeated because it's to emphasize to you. The moment you perceive, you think. Okay? Then the moment, the next moment you perceive, you think again. That is why concording. Ingbi, you read on.
So you create a concoction of the mind all the time. This is what happens. And these 6, 7, and 8 consciousness move very fast. Unless you are mindful, you cannot see them. But when you have the stability of mindfulness, you can be at the moment of consciousness, vijnanam.
Okay, I will explain a bit more. Huh? You know the Pali word, isn't it? Sankhara sanya. This is what cooking is all about. Actually, this one is used very often by Ajahn Buddhadasa, my teacher, Ajahn Yantra's teacher. But he also very famous, Ajahn Buddhadasa. He is the abbot of Swanmok. Swanmok means the garden of liberation. He, at that time, when he's still alive, Sungai Tani, southern Thailand. Swan. Surat Thani, Sungai Thani, sorry. Surat Thani. So at that time, he was very, very famous. And he wrote a lot of very good books. He was the only monk that also, like me, disagreed with the Paticca-samuppada over 3 lifetimes. So in my that blue book that I actually, through the transcript come out, I use what he wrote as the preface to describe to you, because at least there is another person who also see it that way. He also understands Paticca-samuppada is spontaneous one, instantaneous, every moment, every year, not over 3 periods of time. So you go and find out. So he liked to use this word, Sankhara Sanya. This is to him cooking. The concocting word also comes from him. I find it useful, that's why I also use. Sankhara is mental activity, right? Mental emotion, mental state, mental intention, everything that your mind can do. So you perceive, you think. You perceive, you think. Then react, stir, emotional. Understand? And this one, for the headless being, non-stop one. You like very, very habitual. Understand? That's why I say human beings that are not enlightened, don't have that dhamma, think a lot. Now you go and find out yourself. Especially before you cultivate. The thinking non-stop, especially when you have a problem, when something bothers you. That thought keep on haunting you, understand? They're not resolved yet, understand? Like your health problem, you worry. Your relationship problem, you worry. Your financial problem, you worry. Police case, you worry. Understand? And you cannot sleep one, no. And people look at you, they will know, hey, are you okay? You got problem? Because you worry, And this one is reflected in your face, or no? You understand? So, you have Dhamma, you don't need to study psychology and psychiatry. Understand? You can be better than them. You see it with your awareness. Understand? So all this is what is happening inside your brain now. Now you start to understand why I say, after you have the awareness, you can understand how you function as a human being. Yeah? Not only conscious and do all these things, no. What is happening in your brain also I know. No. Understand? No? That's why I can tell you all the conditioning, belief system, everything. Yeah. This one not recorded in the Theravada tradition. No. Do you know that? You can go and check the book. Then how come I know? Because the awareness saw. They got the words. But they cannot explain to you what is the action inside there. They cannot relate to real thing that happened inside there. So all this is why I say the true understanding is very important. If you don't have this understanding, what you share and teach are all the things that you heard from people or what the book write on. Anything not commonly accepted, popularly accepted, what happened? You dare not write, understand? Where you scared you become the unique one. But you can ask the Karimita. For the last 20 years, a lot of things I wrote, contradictory, never heard before. Why I dare to write? Because it's pachetang, understand? And this is the reality. And over time, you all will understand. You ask NPSC. All the other Karimita. So this understanding is from the direct seeing and the sensitivity of sati, the awareness. Sui.
This example of a Sankara Sanya that I found very useful for me. It was a dinner, the Chinese dinner, like a lot of dishes come out. Then until the dessert, when the dessert was being served, before the plate even landed on the table,
yes.
One comment came out, this one very easy to make one.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, wow, the color or what. It wasn't whatever you see, straight away, easy to make.
Yeah. Very good. So, that's why you see the brain is so conditional. Because he must have gone through that type of thinking a lot of time. That's all. Then he see only, this one I know how to do, very easy to make. Understand? Like Sui said, he never observed. No. He never aware the color, the shape, never look. Yeah, he perceived the memory come out, very easy to do and finish. That's why you all never really see, understand? No? The microphone also. You never really observe. That's why I told my daughter and my wife, I say, after 89, everything I see, like, very pristine, although it's something I've seen before, understand? No? Because the awareness is without word. So without word, I can see clear, understand? No? Right, Cindy. Seeing is seeing, so clear. Someone want to add anything into it or for what? Unless you want to live life, you want to talk to people, explain or express or communicate. And then you arise. That's why when you have the Dhamma, you have this ability. You can have the third level of seeing. Kan san, yu si san. Means you go back to normality. Suchness seeing. So these are the examples which are very, very useful, very beautiful. And now that whole teaching has become so different. You ask NB there. Last night I never shared this book on. Understand? Why? We all just came out, 2023. Understand? Before all the other retreat. Also COVID. You all damn lucky. Understand? Or? Lucky or not? This is the first time I share this book. No? And you can ask all the Karimita. My transcript book, a lot last time I did share. They really, they are bulky ones. They think they know. Of course, there are some who understand a bit. But later on, when I review it, the understanding becomes totally different. That's why what was spoken is for all everyone. You remember I told you? No matter you progress until what level, you read different again. A lot of Karimita told me that. New understanding surface. Well, last time you are not ready, you cannot see the deeper meaning. So this example is very good. And you can ask MBA, my daughter there. Now this whole thing becomes so clear. You understand? The difference between awareness and consciousness and how you function as a human. who can describe all this to you? You understand or not? And without notes, no. Without what they call prototype. You know what is prototype? No? Somebody build it first, then you improve on it. Understand? That one very easy, right? Where you have already a prototype, right? This one, no prototype one, no. You think so easy? So, this is the understanding that the cultivator can realize if you develop the awareness-based meditation. Then if you really develop the cultivation in accordance with what Sakyamuni Buddha has taught you. And all these are very, very amazingly profound, extensive, and beautiful. That's why I say the teaching is very, very unique. Really unique. Okay? Continue. Why until now still never learn how to rejoice? Like very difficult. We are not habitual, seldom do. You make this habitual, you jabi liao. That's why doesn't mean habitual no good one. It depends on the user, the person who did it. Understand? If he has the Dhamma, habitual is also good, useful. Because that is your nature. You like to rejoice, so you rejoice. Understand? The other one don't need to learn when you master until like PhD holder. Understand? This one, rejoice is a marital action. Got spiritual well, also cannot do. Understand? Like so difficult to express. Because, repeat. No, let them hear it. Useful, yeah. Keep one mic that side.
Sorry, it was just a comment. You were saying all the rejoicing, the happy thing, very hard to say. But then all the bad word very fast automatically come out.
This one is what I want you to hear. Agree or not? Say all the bad word very easy. Don't need to learn one. But rejoicing, like have to learn, no. And so reluctant, no. And here this one spiritual well, no, full of merits, no. So you see the contradiction in you. Understand, no? Because this is what the human brain is all about. So conditioned. And ask you to learn new thing, you cannot. Even your office culture, new policy, office culture, a lot of resistance one. Understand? Why? Comfort zone, ma. The old one very easy, but no need to remember, automatic, ma. Understand? New one, Macau fan. Understand? You know what is Macau fan, no? Come from the word Macau friend. Understand? You know what is Macau friend? You go casino, get a scam. So all these are the words that society coin. And if you really have the wisdom, understanding, and the awareness, you will see that living beings are really, really deluded. Really deluded. Yeah. And so easily gullible and easily trapped into this, what they call chain of, what they call cycle of what? Like in our society, we have poverty cycle, you know, yeah? You cannot come out. No? This one is cycle, birth and death. Cycle of birth and death. You get trapped in samsara, cycle of birth and death, so easily, you know. So, reflect on it, contemplate on it, and wake up, understand not? I don't want to go back to the old way, understand not? That's why the real transformed people are the rare one, the unique one, who see the problem, who see the danger. Then they straighten their view, they transform. And this one, you don't have the crowd one. No, like euphoric market, everybody go in on. Don't have one. This one very rare one. Like rare species, very rare. So, Extinct already. Correct. Yeah, I think that is the right one.
I would like to share my direct seeing.
Sadhu.
It's a long time ago when you really see what happened is working in your mind.
Sadhu.
This happened when I was walking. I'm using anapanasati, body and mind together, walk. Then they give me real seeing.
Sadhu.
Then when you see, it's the your mind go and grab the outside, and then it bring back to your mind certain part of your brain. It's not I'm imagining. I really see the awareness.
Sadhu.
It happening. Yeah. How it function in your brain. So it go to certain place after seeing, then it go to the certain area, and then it come out again.
Sadhu.
To discriminate. But because I have the awareness, when it come out the fenbiexing, I just stop like that because I have the awareness, because my ego didn't come out, Sakaya Ditti didn't come out. So it's the direct seeing. You really see from there, oh, it's anatta. This one is a computer. That's why I told many people, one is a computer. The brain is the computer, how it's thinking, putting data from data, it come out again.
Input, output. Input.
You input and then you output it when you see it. So when you have awareness, it's just direct seeing. You just see, but no discrimination, anything like that. Hearing also hearing like that. So from there, I understand. Yi tong, quan bu tong.
Yeah. Sadhu.
Your eyes seeing, the seeing happen like that. You know other. Sense door is happened like that also.
It operates the same way.
So from there I understand. Sadhu. Automatically you fang xia.
Very good. Sadhu. So now you understand, Yi tong, quan bu tong. You understand? When you awaken to one sense door, everything repeat itself and you understand. And she put in her own word. Understand? He used a computer. But the actual happening is actually the way she see and the actual happening is the same. What I tell you on is more specific. Your mind has stabilized. Understand? I told you, you retrieve from memory to input the content of consciousness. Understand? Then when you input, the moral or immoral or wholesome is already inside there. So what happened is, your awareness can be at the moment of contact. I used to tell you all, really cannot move on. That at the moment of input or content or consciousness, like she saw, which part of the brain and all those things, the awareness saw. Then how the habitual tendency, all those things, that's why I can describe it to you. Your views, your opinion, your condition, your scars of memory, your phobia, your insecurity, all these are the accumulated emotions that you carry with you. So every moment of perception, the memory retrieve all these and just input. And how do they retrieve? Because Sankara Sanya, very powerful. Sanya perceive memory, give meaning, give word, give concept, ideology, views, opinion, go in there. That's why it's all egoic and discriminative. Understand? So what she saw is very, very beautiful. Then she already had the understanding, that's why fang xia, understand? Means unreal, no meaning. Dependent originating, you are like a computer, robot, understand? Input, output, come on. One more time, rejoice. So all this can give you faith and understanding. It can be done. Don't think that Ayo, but Tio, I don't have the past like you lah. A lot of Kalimitra told me that. We not like you lah. We cannot one lah. We very char one lah. And you talk like that lah. Benefit you lah. Oh, ni lah. Why don't you say, if Brother Tio can do, I also can do. Ah, bo siang liao ah. Understand? Hey, Lao. Yes. No, say yes, can do. I say. Ah, Ing B, already yes, oh, ha. Huh? Why shy, lah? I say. Ah, continue. This year one more interesting, huh? You know what is the strange thing, you know? We finished the Heart Sutra on the fourth day, you know? Never before, you know? Marathon. Then after that, go through this book, you know? It's like, I think up there want to listen, you know? Huh? A lot of these things, not you decide, I decide, one. Nature decide, one. And the book come out in time, you know? Then after that, Pamasri told me, you know, just in time for the retreat, you know? You're the printer promise, you know? Huh? Actually, it's to be in time for my 20th anniversary gathering of Kalimitra. But so happened, come out so early, after I Uthai San trip, the book out already. Then the retreat, Ngam Ngam Ho. No, the last book. Yeah, lah. Of course, not this book, lah. I say the last two books. So, I say I want to share these three books with you. These are new books, understand? And I never share before in other retreat. That's why I say this year different. You all very, very blessed. Very lucky. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, very good.
Page 15, the top line. You can even be at the moment of content of consciousness when it is input and forming this nama rupa. You can see them. The whole citta or the thought, you can see them. Then, before you stir your mind via your views, opinions, and conditionings, you can also be aware of all these mental movements. That is how you can come to understand why the unenlightened living beings act according to memories, and why acting according to memories is not acting at all, because that is the only instrument they know how to act with. Most of you act through what? Your views, opinion, knowledge, and memory, isn't it?
True or not? Now you see clearly that if you don't act with memory, what do you use to act? Act according to what? That you all cannot remember. Because you try to remember it as well. Yun Chan, very good. Wisdom. Loud and clear, I hear. Means what? Following the Dhamma way, which is wisdom way. Understand? So, don't worry, no memory also can act on. Understand? You must have awareness. Then only the direct seeing awaken you, and you have the Yoni Sokmanaskara, the Dhamma understanding. Then this one is stored, not in the brain, inside that nature. Understand? That's why this one, no need to go and retrieve one. Spontaneously come out. It's there waiting for you. The moment you perceive, pop, come out already. That's why yoni so manasika. Spontaneous one. And when it's there, like sabbe sankara anichang, sabbe sankara dukkang, how can you go and retrieve from memory some more? Cannot, like my wife said, unreal. Not what you think. Then, 放下, understand? Stop straight away. It cannot deceive you anymore. Cannot delude you anymore. Understand? But this yoniso manasikara, born of the direct seeing, awakening, or contemplative wisdom, this one give you the understanding that they are all not real. Dependent originating, condition arising, not a permanent unchanging entity. If one thinks your way, suffering will be the result. Your nature is like that. Condition like that, things. So get all this understanding stable, clear. Then the yoniso manasika come out, very powerful one. Immediately it prevents the arising of the wrong thought. Understand? The stirring of the mind, the reaction. All no more. This is how it works. So hopefully with this explanation, you have the understanding that you work on stabilizing your awareness nature. Understand? Don't try to act like a brother Teo say like that can. Spontaneous can come out. You go and find out. Without wisdom, we are only so manuskara, it's not knowledge. You know. You cannot learn. No. You have means you have. If you have contemplated, it's with you, it's with you. If you have the direct seeing awakened, it's with you, means with you. Then this one come out. Not like most people. You know what happened when they confront a problem? They used to tell me. Say, Brother Teo, I try to recall when I have wrong. What did Brother Teo say? How to overcome that one? Then, what did the Buddha say? I say, you like that, you sure die. Because it's your memory, and you try to copy, imitate. Then you know what happened? Any other people got problem? Hey, Brother Teo say, come out, ask for forgiveness. You repeat what I tell you. But you cannot explain why ask for forgiveness. Because everyone is different. Situation all different. You must be able to see with the understanding and explain to people. And different type of karma, different approach, understand? You think one size fit all. Understand? Then there were other incidents. They saw how I helped somebody. Then another case, totally different. Different karmic background and apply the same advice. That's why now Sui An very smart already. He know cannot. He cannot cultivate, he bring to me. And he said, I think I better take you seriously. But he helped me a lot. Those minor one that he can understand, he really helped me to clear. Last time, Subang Jaya, I had to open clinic. There are so many come. But luckily he was Sui An. So Sui An actually helped a lot. And he helped me in many ways. Treasurer, then he helped me to manage the WhatsApp and all those things. And he is an electrical engineer, very, very IT savvy. So that's why he contributed a lot. He and me for both. And together with them, Ing Bi, that's why the Subang Jaya Kayamita group came to be. So all this, you really need to express your gratitude and rejoice. We should thank them. Otherwise, all this cannot happen. Understand? Without Sri Anna, without Subang Jaya Guru, you think Padmasuri around, you think Ing Bi around, you think all the transcript what people do. Then Song and Chin Hao also same. Without them, cannot happen. Now you understand what is Yin Yan Fa. Everything that arise, there are causes and conditions behind. This is what the Buddha said. Whatever happened, there are causes and conditions behind. And this is the meaning. Understand? Like I say, you think you all attend retreat by chance? There are causes and conditions. Understand? If it's not meant to be, you won't come. Even the Singapore also won't come. Why so many years didn't come? Suddenly, make contact, and suddenly I go down to Singapore. I also don't have intention to go to Singapore, you ask me. Because I make a lot of money from your stock market. Then I told Sui, okay lah, we go lah. We pamper ourselves lah. We go and use the money. Understand lah? That's why I went there, I stay Gen Hotel. I can afford, I pay. Understand lah? Convenient, center of the city center, CBT. Then, thank you, Kong Chai. You good driver. You come and fetch us. Let us rejoin. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. They all treat me to a vegetarian lunch with my whole family. My daughter and my wife. Then, Kong Chai is the driver. I remember him. Oh, he came full of joy. Then, you already get lottery already. I sent pure wish when I saw you. Then when I saw the rat, I also sent pure wish. Because I got affinity. But Kayamita, don't worry. I already have the vow to take your cross when the time comes. Because for you all to have the condition to become Kayamita under me, you definitely got your affinity. So automatic anasana. So all this very interesting, or not?
Yeah.
So have that joy, joy no need money, one as tataji ku nian. What for? Anasana? You know what is ku nian, or not? Huh? Ku kwa nian. Oh, that one better. Ku kwa nian. In English it's called what? Ku kwa. A bitter God face. Every day moody, sad, worry. I ask you the question, is that life? There is suffering in it. But why people indulge in all this? Why? Because when they think they have a problem, they hold on to that problem that torment them and make them miserable. That's why they have ku guan yin. Understand? They become fearful, emotional, them very, very unhappy. Sadhu, Alicia. Alicia can also share very good things.
Hello. Hello, yo. Ratio, talking about Brother Sui An, I want to talk about my experience with Brother Sui An when I first came to Cameron Retreat. 就好像 Brother Dio 讲的 苦瓜年
That time she was in depression for 16 years until ulcer, see psychiatry, take a lot of medicine, no recovery, no result, very very bad. Until the friend who is my Kayamita, Vincent and the wife, they actually talked to me during the Saturday class at Cempaka. He said, Brother Dio, I got this very close friend, family friend. He said, can you help? I said, what's the problem? And then told me, 16 years earlier. I say, can, but provided she want to come. And initially, she didn't come. But 2 months later, suddenly I received a phone call from Visa. He said, Brother Dio, my friend coming tonight, Tuesday class. That's how she turned and changed. And now he tell you the story of Sui An.
Yeah.
How he harassed Sui An for the recording to come out before 12 o'clock. No? The class 8 o'clock to 10:30. Sui An must deliver the WhatsApp audio file and whatever file before 12. No? Otherwise, cannot harass by Alicia. That was the best, I tell you. If you are so serious, you know why she's so serious? No? 16 years of depression, then you see the light at the end of the tunnel. Suddenly you heard something that somebody can relate to your problem. And so clear. She will not let go of that chance. They say, Tao Mei also harass you. Understand? Because that is what the joy and the understanding is. But a lot of you all, the bodhisattva vow are very difficult to do like that. Both serious. Behave maybe you all didn't suffer enough like Alicia. You must go through at least 10 years of depression. Eckhart Tolle. Eckhart Tolle. He also depression only he went in on. Understand? No? Suffering is...
感恩,
is your good friend. Understand? No? Without suffering, you never learn. Continue. Alicia, very good.
当我第一次来的时候，我还记得我跟宝莲两个躲在一边，又不会笑，又很苦瓜脸，然后虽然近处，他每一个 moment 都一直 remind 我笑。
Very good, Sadhu. That one really good. So you don't know how to smile,
Press here.
笑。所以有时候我们。
笑不代表我们不认真，而是我们要把我们自己的心敞开，去迎接新的一面。我的 depression 有8年，我只是在吃药和睡觉，就做这两回事。所以出来之后到现在，我觉得我好像有一个感觉，是我要把那个时间把它追回来，就是。 能多做一点事情就多做。感恩大家，阿弥陀佛。Very
good, Sharon. Sharing. He said because out of the 16 years, 8 years was very serious. serious until what happened? Every day, 吃药睡觉. You know, that type of life, not easy. And she didn't give up. That's why now she found the thing, she said what? 要追回来那个时间, that lost 16 years, especially the 8 years. You cannot do anything. Have you all, any of you have ever gone through that? Or have that thought? 要追回来? Not hit, yeah, 要追回来. Because, share. But she didn't speak a word, no. She just pass the mic to Po Ching to share. Because she contemplate Marana Musati, no, the urgency, she know, and that's why she's not the head.
For me, because I started the Dharma kind of late, officially start late, but I had so-called affinity with Guan Yin since young because of my mother. Okay, because she always bring us to the temple to pray, then we always pray to the Guan Yin as well. So, but other than just bye-bye, did too much, you know. Okay, didn't learn the Dharma. So, when I so-called stopped working to take care of my two children, so I started to learn the Dharma. So, learning the Dharma at a late age versus learning at an early age is quite different, I know.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of suffering to learn late, lah. Huh? So, because of that, I started to go and find out where to learn the Dharma, lah. So I went to Koh Ming San, started the class, and after that I asked my sister, you know, where you go and learn in Malaysia.
Oh, no wonder she refer you to me.
Yeah, that's right. So then I told her, when is the next retreat.
Sadhu.
I attended the Radio first retreat in 2017. And then subsequently, I also attended 2018. In fact, all the books that I read from Brother Teo, right, a lot of things I cannot understand.
Yeah, at that time.
Yeah, what gateway?
No way.
I wasn't that curious to go and find out what is gateway, that kind of thing. You know?
Very good.
For me, is I need to know the basic first. How to meditate, you know, support, you know, the kind of thing.
That's why she very, very sincere. Yeah. She just follow instruction.
Yeah.
Very quiet student, understand?
Yeah. Actually, I'm a very quiet person in this
place. That's why I say, don't be sophisticated, understand? Don't be complicated out here. Don't go and tell yourself, cannot be so easy lah. Like that, everybody enlightened, they'll see them.
Because my mother always say that I'm a very simple person. As a young child, I always don't give trouble to my parents.
Sadhu.
So, coming to learn from Brother Teo, right? So I just go and learn the basic thing. That's most important, the foundation. Like Brother Teo said, must have sincerity, faith. The faith is very important. When I attend Brother Teo, the 2017 retreat, right? So I share with Brother Teo some experiences, about my meditation first time, Brother Teo may remember. I said I wanted to attend the one-day retreat at one meditation center on the National Day. So I have to practice, done much practice, so I practice. A few days before that, I sit down and say, I have to do 1 hour of meditation. I haven't even do much, 20 minutes, 30 minutes only, you know. How to reach the 1 hour, you know. So I sit down one day, at home, I meditated, you know, until my leg, break apart, you know, apart. But I enjoy it through, you know, brother.
Then
I enjoy through it, right? And then after that, I went into the outer space, you know. No body.
I know. You cannot perceive your physical body.
So Brother Teo told me that I went into the Arupa. But this one, this story, this experience, I relate to another teacher because I went to a novice course, retreat. Then the teacher said something different, you know. Then I said, she mentioned to me, it's like, like you exercise, you know, you got a lot good mood, good hormone.
Oh, okay.
Therefore,
okay.
How, what did you say? I can't remember.
Never
anyway,
mind.
It's different.
Never
mind.
Yeah.
And then, so I have a lot of faith in Brother Teo, you know, because it matches with my experience, you know, the description I tell Brother
Teo.
Understood. So I said, how to find such a teacher, you know? Yeah. But besides these other experiences that I share with Brother Teo, convinced me that Brother Teo is the
right teacher.
You know, that I have so much faith in the Buddha Dharma because of Brother Teo, you know. Yeah. So it gives me a lot of confidence, Sada, to continue to cultivate together, you know, and attack Brother Teo classes, like retreat, whatever, you know. So must make full use of the time to do that. So the 2020 comes and then cannot attend, you know. So I said, alamak, wah.
Yeah.
So that's where I do the contemplation of the Marana
Nusati.
So it really pushed you very hard, you know. So I do a lot of things for understanding the Dharma, especially
the eight month review of the Heart Sutta. That time you learn a lot.
Yeah.
Because every time you come retreat, 8 days are too fast for you. You cannot absorb anything.
Yes, correct.
But the 8 month, you just do what? And surprisingly, the experience she go through and the result, she report in the sharing. Wow, I was rejoicing and amazed. I told Kayamita, this one really like bullet train. Because find the gateway, within that period.
Yeah. So really
very tough, very phenomenal. Yeah.
So for that reason, I have a lot of gratitude towards Brother Teo for your kindness and compassion and teaching, and of course with Kayamitas that supporting Brother Teo with all the
transcript books. They are very supportive. Yeah.
So
and very
it's very helpful. A lot. I mean, I benefit a lot from it, from the books, from the teaching, and the time that Brother Teo tried to help us to understand our meditation, our problems, you know. So I think we must take this opportunity while Brother Teo is still around to really, go all out to achieve something.
Learn as fast as you can,
For me also, because of my age, so I tell myself, I must learn and achieve something the end of life. End of life is any time, It's not like 100 years old, forget about it, forget about 80 years old. So you never know when you will, go away. You see?
When you report to the new immigration officer.
Yeah, something like that. So maybe all the opportunity, retreat, spiritual trip, Zoom classes, even if you don't ask questions, at least report your meditation. When I say meditation, doesn't mean formal meditation, because our life is so busy, right? Your daily life meditation, meaning daily mindfulness. It's very, very important, Thank you very much.
Sadhu. Okay, those who take 5%, you better go. We have exceeded 10 minutes already. 6:10 already. You all go. Then for the rest, we stop. Then come back 6:45. Okay? So let us rejoice. Sadhu.